Maloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malole Soifu, Malelangi Mama, Kia Orana, Maloelelei, Fakalofa Lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele Mele Puka, Mau, Mai Teama, e Momo Lava Piki, Pete Tato Tamana Italangi, Motana Tauhinga, Manahoka Manuyanga, Mugitato Uma. Mateola Matema Alohi Kumaue Gitato, Okatino in Tato Tamahaina Bene. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica House. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. Te Ama are proud to partner up with Waitemata District Health Board and East Tamaki Healthcare to promote health and welfare amongst our Pacific population in Aotearoa, New Zealand, so that we may have the tools and knowledge to make better lifestyle choices. Our sponsors, Waitemata District Health Board, is the largest New Zealand DHB in New Zealand, which protects, improves and promotes the health of our people and communities. And our other sponsor, East Tamaki Healthcare, is one of the largest primary healthcare providers in the country, and East Tamaki Healthcare have been serving South Auckland communities for 40 years. Mahalo ni mahanga hei tai lahi lele ki te Waitemata District Health Board. Ia ma East Tamaki Healthcare mo te ngā lue mahalohi mo te tautō mo tātou kāinga pahe huka I Aotearoa New Zealand. On Te Ama Radio, we promote health and well-being and raise awareness about the community services available throughout our communities. Te Ama are proud to promote health and welfare for Pasifika families right here in New Zealand. At Te Ama, we actively encourage and invite guests who are working in public health or making a difference in their communities, whether it be in education, employment, sports, religion, social justice, and so forth. This radio show is for our Pasifika people and for those who are serving our Pasifika population to improve health and welfare outcomes. We have been blessed to have had some amazing and passionate guests share about themselves, their passions and work, and also the difference they are making to promote and enhance the quality of services for our Pacific people and their families right here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Mahalo ni, Te Ama.
Good morning and welcome to Te Ama Pacifica. Praise God for the gift of life. And this is Te Ama Pacifica Health Talo Falava. Malo le soifua malilangi mama. Kia ora na tatou katoa toa. Malo ni whakalofa lahi atu. Ni sambula vinaka whakatalofa atu. Talofa kia ora tatou katoa and welcome, welcome and welcome. And this is Palifanga Malo Mele Mele Puka. I am your host this morning. And with me is Pastor Alan Brown. And it's an honor and a privilege to be able to have him here with me this morning. But before we continue, as we normally do, we will open our program with the word of prayer. Let us pray.
Father God, we want to thank you, Lord, that we are here this morning. We thank you for the privilege that you give us every day to wake up and to breathe in the air that you have given to us. We ask, Lord, that you would bless this program this morning, that you would bless the hearers that hear this message this morning as well. So we thank you and praise you. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Brown, for that. And I'm going to play another track for you. Here we go.
Just a woman. Help me believe.
one day at a time. You know, sometimes we worry and we ask ourselves, do we have anything to eat, or will we have anything to drink, or will we have any clothes to wear? Well, our Heavenly Father knows that we need all these things. And so God is always faithful. Although we fail Him many times, He will not fail us. He cannot forget His promises of love and will never forget to provide for our every need. So we have a lot to be thankful for. And we are going to share about our gratitude again this week and to be thankful for what we have. So I'm just going to give it over to Pastor Brown about sharing gratitudes and share with us about the love that you have a lot to counsel us with regards to how we look at life, how do we understand God and His provisions, and especially His love that He's promised to us.
Thank you, Falea. One of the things that I really think about when it comes to gratitude is the fact that we need to value who we are, because I believe that God wants us to value who we are, because He created us. He created us. And to make a difference, we have to value who we are. And who are you? Who am I? You know, we value things by the social, our social values, religious values, our family values. We all have values, don't we? Well, I want to share something with you this morning. Now, usually we tend to value everything in terms of money. And I thought you would be interested this morning to know what value, what dollar value you are. I mean, realistically, how much do you think you're worth? Well, the value of a human life has been calculated at $9.1 million. And so, yes, you're all millionaires. I mean, a lung alone goes for over $120,000. And to add to that, bone marrow, extracted antibodies, blood and sperm donations, female eggs, biovoltage, which is a battery within a membrane that electrically excites cells such as neurons and muscle cells, and is used for transmitting signals between different parts of a cell. Then there's medical testing opportunities, lifetime taxation, ears, eyes, knees, hearts, lungs, livers, and future earning potential, and it all starts to add up. So, yes, if you feel like $1 million this morning, you are $1 million. You know, we're talking this morning about being grateful. Aren't you grateful? Aren't you full of gratitude for the fact that you're breathing today? Now, there are many things in life that we can be grateful for, but the greatest gift that has been given to us is the breath of life. And I believe that's one of the things that we really, really need to be grateful for. But, you know, we're grateful for our families. We're grateful for the food that is put on our table. We're grateful for our spouses, our children. Everything in life can bring us gratitude in some way or form. And all of this is given to us because God loves us, because God values us, because God wants us to have a happy life. And so, you know, those are some of my thoughts this morning, Fale.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Pastor Alan Brown. As you talk about love and gratitude, I have a little story to say. When I went shopping one day, and this person walked up to me and said, "Oh, do you have any money?" And I said, "Yes, what would you like?" "I'm hungry." And I said, "Okay, I'll buy you food." So I went to buy food because she was hungry. And I wanted to help her. And so I went and bought the food. I actually placed it into the hand of this person. And right in front of my eyes, it was thrown into the rubbish bin. And I was very hurt and disappointed because I wanted to help her. Mm. So interesting that you are talking about what love is. And so when this person was asking for help and I had love in my heart, it seems to me that some people don't really understand the meaning of love.
Mm. Amen.
To show their appreciation. And I thought, really? You said you're hungry, I gave it, and right before my eyes, it was gone into the bin. So, would I stop loving others when they asking? Now that I'm looking at them, and I ask myself again, so who is really in need, and who is not wanting to work? Mm. So I look at the age and the person's capability of, you know. And I see a lot of them are very capable to be working. Mm. And so I said to myself, I think that person is strong enough to be working rather than to be, you know, keep asking. So it has reminded me of the meaning of love as you were sharing. Mm. Other times, for an example, we show love to our grandchildren, and being children, grandchildren, you know, and they say, "Oh, thank you, Nana," or "Thank you, Nana." And sometimes I like to sit with them and say, "Do you really mean what you say?" You know, when you're given things. I don't remember just asking for things when I was a child, and get it. That was my generation. You know, you're very grateful for any little things that's given, you know. And so I look forward, one thing that when my grandmother, this was in the island, and I could hear her early in the morning, she would be up and I could hear her getting the coconuts, creating them, and then she would make pancakes. And I loved that time. So these are some of my memories as a child, you know, because today, oh, we no longer do those kind of physical work. It's just really easy now to give things to our grandchildren. And I'm always trying to have the opportunity to show them and share with them about true appreciation, you know. Mm. I said, you know, Mommy and Daddy have to work hard. You need to look after those things. And, oh, I never had shoes when I went to school. So.
Neither did I.
So what you're seeing now in the generation today, and when we grew up in our generation, am I right in the way that I never had those things when I was a kid? Now I see my grandchildren, they seem to be everything, you know, have everything. Yeah?
Yes, yeah, that is so true. I mean, I remember growing up as well, and I didn't have a lot, but when I turned 12, I got my very first job.
12?
12 years old, and I started earning my own money, and I would put it aside, and if I wanted to have a pair of shoes, then I would save up. And once I had the money, I was able to go and buy the shoes, and I was really grateful for that. I was grateful for the job that I had. In fact, my job, I worked for many of the listeners will know Meng Foon. He used to be the Gisborne mayor, Chinese guy. Well, his dad employed me to work in the market garden, and I was so grateful for that opportunity, even though I had to bike 15 kilometres one way every morning to go to work. And, you know, we're talking this morning here about gratitude. And for me, I was so grateful that George Foon had given me that job, because it taught me a lot as well. You know, it's not just about the job. It's also about teaching you, as I've been sharing earlier, values. The value that we have with money and other things like that. You know, there's gratitude is a huge part of life, really. But sadly, too many people today do not have that gratitude. They're not really grateful for the things that they have. So, yeah, you know, I was also thinking when you were sharing, Falia, about your sharing your little story. One time I was asked to provide food for a guy that had no money and not one piece of food in the house. And so I got together some stuff out of my freezer. I got some meat and some vegetables and other stuff, and I took it over to his house. I knocked on the door. He yelled out to come in, so I went in. He was upstairs, so I went upstairs and I took him this box full of food. When I gave it to him, he said, "What's this?" I said, "It's food. Isn't that what you wanted?" He said, "No, I just wanted the money to buy food." And I said, "Well, I've bought you the food. You can use this food. You can cook it up." And do you know what he did? He took that box full of food across to his window and he threw it out the window. And I thought to myself, how ungrateful. You know, here I am trying to help you out, and yet this is how you respond, by throwing the food out the table. So, yeah, out the door. He threw it out the door. You know, what kind of gratitude is that? Hey, there's no gratitude.
Makes you wonder why I have that question again. So I think the word love or gratitude is almost like some people, you know, it doesn't exist. Like, so you've had the same experience as I did, but I will still help out when I see there's a real need. So now I need to understand the need and whatever they're doing it for. So that's the part that I really want to, especially with my grandchildren, you know, I really want them to understand, you know, the meaning of love and receiving things quite easily today. And do you feel the same as I do as a grandparent?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we need to make sure that we teach our children well. You know, there's a song that says that, teach your children well. Yeah, it's a song that I really love.
Yeah, I think right now we're going to go for a track, eh? Enjoy it. Wonderful name of Jesus.
demons have to flee. There's healing for a heart that's torn. The sweet name of Jesus sets the spirit free. His name still comes to rage a storm.
Tēma Pacifica Health, kia orana, talofa lava, malo ni whakalofa lahi atu ni sambula vinaka, whakatalofa welcome back to our beautiful listeners, as we continuing on to share about gratitude and love, and yes, so, Pastor Alan Brown, hopefully that we won't come across, the same experience that you and I have met with these ungrateful people.
Yes.
So therefore, the question for us, should we stop loving?
No, definitely not. We shouldn't change. What's the reason for change? Well, I want to share a story this morning about the eagle, and this may be something that you have never heard before, but the eagle has the longest lifespan of all the birds. It can live up to 70 years, but to reach this age, the eagle must make a very difficult decision. In its 40th year, the eagle's long and flexible talons can no longer grab a prey, like an animal that it wants to eat. And its long and sharp beak becomes bent, and also because of its age, its heavy wings with their thick feathers start to stick to its chest and make it difficult to fly. So the eagle is left with only two options. It's to die or go through a painful process of change. And that's the same with us human beings. Sometimes we have to change. We have to change the way that we think, the way that we look at things. Well, this process for the eagle lasts for 150 days, approximately 5 months. And the process requires the eagle to fly to a mountaintop and sit on its nest. There, the eagle knocks its beak against a rock until it plucks it out. Then the eagle will wait for the new beak to grow back, after which it will pluck out its talons. When its talons grow back, the eagle starts plucking its old aged feathers. And after this, the eagle takes its famous flight of rebirth and lives for 30 more years. But why is change needed? Well, it's to survive and to live. And so this morning we've talked about gratitude, and sometimes there are moments when we really have to change the way that we look at life. We need to change, just like the eagle, so that we can live another 30 years.
talking about ego, and born in the island, you know, there's different birds, but there's one particular one that I really liked, and I've always wanted to have it as a pet. It's just white bird, but when they are little birds, I love. I will try when my father goes out fishing and then goes out to the outer island, and then he will bring fish and he will bring coconuts, you know, dry coconuts, drinking coconuts, you know, for mum and the kids. And I love going out with him, not only to watch him fishing in the lagoon when he spear the coloured fish, you know, I've seen, I said, wow, you know, I just want to dive in and get hold of the fish just to keep it as my pet. And the birds, that particular, I don't know what it's called in English, but there's a name, you know, a Tokelau name for it. It's called Aki Aki. And it's just this beautiful white, it's white bird, you know, and I just love having those two things as pets, you know, colored fish and birds and flowers, of course. So as I listen to you talking about, you know, the eagle, it reminds me of my childhood, what I wanted to have as pets, you know. So, yeah, it's a good time to reflect about the things that we loved as children when we're born, and to see the things that my grandchildren love is totally the opposite to how I grew up. And these things, they cost no money. Just going out to the water and just to see the fish that swimming around my dad, you know, while he was spearing fish. And then going out to get coconuts and to see these birds, you know, I will climb up the tree and I'm not allowed to climb up. Oh, mom's not looking. I just want to get that bird. You know, bird's still in the nest, you know. But the mother has flown away, you know, and come back. And I said, oh, I can go and get that bird. You know, the love of a child to little things. Did you have any pets that you liked when you were a little boy?
Oh, we had a dog, but it was mainly a pig dog that Dad used for hunting pigs. We also had a cat that was with us for years and years and years. All I can remember is this cat, Susie, was a ginger cat, and we... it just didn't seem to die. I mean, I left home and went off to study, and the cat was still there for a number of years when I came. Then one year I came back and Susie had gone. Susie had died.
Oh.
Yeah. But, you know, you're talking there about these pets and stuff. I remember as a little boy, my parents couldn't afford to buy me toys. And so I used to get cotton reels, and I would make my own toys. I would get some nails, and I would bang the nails into a block of wood and put these cotton reels on, and then use that, and I'd make a little tractor thing. But yeah, that I was grateful that I had something to play with. Yeah.
Same with us back in the island, you know, no toys, nothing. But we will make things out of, say, floating dry woods. We'll go and get them, collect them. And there's a lot of nice, beautiful stones, rocks, you know, and we can collect them. And also, you know, the coconut, after we eat the flesh of the coconut, we use the coconut shells for a bowl, you know, we can eat from it. And I'm looking and saying, man, we can get all these things for free, you know. We didn't have to buy anything, and we didn't have any money anyway. But we had all these natural resources that was provided to us, you know. You can see how good God is.
Yes, absolutely. It's the same. As you were sharing about that, I thought about these boys that I took out into the bush in Australia. They were Cook Island and Fijian boys. And for them to have fun, they made these little boats when we were camped near the river. And they would run up the river, put the boats in and see whose boat was the fastest to come down. It was fun. So much fun.
You know, I'm going to play this track and then we'll share this with our beautiful listeners. It's about thanking God for the blessings. it seems like he doesn't want to stop singing their song, "Thank You, Lord." There's so many things to be thankful for. The roof over his head. Praise the Lord. So, Pastor Alan Brown, I want to take this opportunity to thank you so very much for being able to be here. So, just in conclusion, as a pastor, what would you like to leave with our listeners, you know, takeaway message from our talk today, especially about the love and the gratitude, and finishing off with this song, "Thank You, Lord, for the Blessings on Me."
Oh, there's a wonderful passage of scripture found in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9, which says, "Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid. Never be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And I think that's a wonderful message to us this morning. We've been talking about gratitude, and I'm sure that many of you out there have got a lot of gratitude for the things that are provided for you day by day.
Thank you so very much. And we have come to the end of our program today. And I want to thank you, all of my beautiful listeners. And we pray that you continue to have good health, and that you'll take care, look after yourself. And then God has promised to provide for all your needs. And so therefore, we're going to finish our program with a word of prayer. Thank you, Pastor.
Father God, we are so grateful for the many things that you provide for us day by day. We're grateful, Lord, for our families most of all. We're grateful, Lord, for you, because you, without you, we would be nothing. And so thank you so much. May you continue to bless the listeners, Lord. May you bless this city of Auckland, and we pray in the powerful name of Jesus, Lord, that we would always be grateful for everything that is provided for us. I pray in Jesus' powerful name.